Chav Beis. We did Sefer Aleph. And we're looking at the Mishaburas and Sefer Aleph. So let's review what's happening over here. So the Shulchan Aruch Shita is that immediately after Shemoneh Esrei, you say Yud Ratzon, like he says in Sif Beis, it's not proper to say the Tachanunim between the Shemoneh Esrei and Yud Ratzon. He says Yud Ratzon immediately after Shemoneh Esrei, and if he wants to say it a second time, that's his business. Doesn't have to say it a second time. That's Mechaber Shita. So according to Mechaber, you're going to say Yud Ratzon immediately. The Ramah discusses the idea of saying Tachanunim before Yidur Ratzon. I mean, the Ramah apparently was not makbid on that issue, and he held that you could say Tachanunim before Yidur Ratzon. Okay. Point number one. Point number two. We're going to differentiate in Allah. We're going to differentiate in Allah between a person who normally always says the Tachanunim, and therefore they get a din like Shmon Esrei to some extent, with limiting what you're allowed to say. Or a person who does not say it regularly, so for him it's not really Shemoneh Esrei, it's just like an extra bakash at the end. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch says, if a person wants to answer Kaddish Kedusha, after he said Yidur Ratzon, and then he's about to say these other Tachanunim, so that's fine. Mishaburah, Shabradami, Sivkot Na'alav. This halacha is not only by Kaddish and Kedusha. You could say any remain at that point in time. Koshkan remain the Kelakodesh, Rishmeh Tefila, the Men Yeshir Rabbah, Kedusha Boruchu. So if any remain is mutter, Kalba Chomer, obviously that any, you know, the more Chomerdika responses are mutter. Now, V'od Messiah, B'Sef Asif, Kedar Shemafsik, B'Birchas Kriya Shema, V'Shomer Mutter, Slistam Amen. That he says at the end that what you're allowed to do is only comparable to what you can interrupt in Birchas Kriya Shema at the end of Sif Aleph. So the answer is that's talking about a person who's raw, like the Shulchan Aruch says. Like he says in Miu, a person who regularly says them, so then he can be mafsik like your mafsik in Birchas Kriya Shema. Why? Alken osomalov keva. By doing so regularly, he's made it into something that he's expected to say. Even though he's going to say that you're not mechubis every time, but now calls when you're saying it, you're doing it b'taris. That's what you've undertaken to do. And therefore, b'damin k'sas to Shemoneh Esrei becomes somewhat comparable to Shemoneh Esrei. And therefore, we limit what you're allowed to say only comparable to what you're allowed to interrupt for Birchas Kriya Shema, which would be the main of Akela Kaddish, the main of Shemaya Tefila, the main Yeshir Rabba, the main Damiron Ba'oma, and the main Yeshir Rabba, and then Boruchu, and Boruchu. So you have your limits, and then Kedusha, you would say Kadosh and Boruch. He only says it occasionally. Okay, they're not compared to Shemoneh Esrei at all. So once you say the Yidur Ratzon, you can interrupt that paragraph that you're whatever bakasha that you're saying to say whatever you want. Now, Fizah, based on that this idea that we're explaining. So by Medina Seinu, Shalakai Netzor Regilu Makalo. Everybody says the paragraph of Lakai Netzor. Therefore, in Lahavzer Belistam Amein, you cannot interrupt it for Stam Amein. You have a limit to what you're allowed to respond in that paragraph. And this is true. Bein Kadam Shehischiloi Bein Beemsa. That's true whether you have not said anything at all in it. You haven't started your Tachanunim, or you've started them partially. Even though you say Yidur Ratzon, so you said Yidur Ratzon right after Shemoneh Esrei, and you continue to kind of sore. That's what Shulchan Aruch said. You have a limit; you can only say according to what people would interrupt Birchas Kriya Shema. So that's what's the gap for us. Okay.
Even though it's after you say the first Yidur
Ratzon,
correct. If it was Yidur Ratzon, and there was more than after.
So what is correct? The first you learned in that scenario? Because you think this is also since it's somewhat part of Tefila.
So the Shulchan Aruch, right, because since it's somewhat part of Tefila.
The appropriate conclusion is that
okay,
if this is the
now,
honor, you say Sha'ani Omer, regardless of the numbers,
Now and comes the Ramah. The Ramah says that he wants to add a new kinesha, fill it between whether you're saying the tachanun before you either the with the first year rotzen or not. Again, the Shulchan Aruch, that doesn't exist. The Shulchan Aruch says you must see the rotzen immediately after Shemoneh Esrei before you start the tachanun. The Ramah is contemplating that you're going to say the tachanun before you the rotzen. The rotzen is only said after the tachanun. So in such a situation. even though you haven't seen Yidur Rotzon, you're in the parak of Eruv L'Kayin Hatzor, but if the derek is the same before Yidur Rotzon, the fact that you didn't see Yidur Rotzon does not prevent you from answering Kaddish Kedusha in the paragraph. Since you're supposed to say it immediately after the Shemoneh Esrei, if you didn't do that, and you said it in the Kaddish Kedusha, incorrectly so, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you will not interrupt in that paragraph, because you haven't said Yidur Rotzon yet. But according to the Ramah, which that's acceptable to do so, you would interrupt in that paragraph for Kaddish and Kedusha. Beis, and this is whether even if you haven't started a Lekain and Tzor yet, Afilim Aderech Ha'isha Hu Lahachmer La'atzmer Lermer Yidur Rotzon Tekev Archash Menasei Brochus. He normally says Yidur Rotzon right away, like the Shulchan Aruch says you're supposed to do it, and he didn't do it yet. For example, Ve'er La'lermer Amen Yishir Rabba U'Kedusha Kadim Shomer Yidur Rotzon. He normally is makbid to say Yidur Rotzon immediately after Shemoneh Esrei, and he didn't say that yet because his mom is just he finished. He realizes if he says Yidur Rotzon, by the time he's finished saying Yidur Rotzon, he'll lose a Heshmer Ab. So, according to the Ramah, even though it's before Yidur Rotzon, you're allowed to answer Kaddish and Kedusha. It would be preferable so you should try and make sure that you say Yidur Rotzon beforehand, and therefore you will not get involved in this type of situation.
We're saying even if he hadn't started saying Elokein Hatzor, yeah.
Correct. Now, so the Ramah says, "I'm welcome where they say Tachanun before Yidur Rotzon." So you can answer. You can answer Kaddish Kedusha. Gimel Tachanunim Kaidim, but the Torah Lomar Yidur Rotzon Kaidim Tachanunim Acharayim. But that's all talking about if you didn't. The Maaseh of the proper thing to do is to say it before and afterwards. So then the Ramah says over here, our minig is to be mafsik and elokein hatzor, even though according to the Ramah, the order was elokein hatzor, then Yidur Rotzon, not like the Shulchan Aruch. So, but the Ramah said, if that's your order, you're allowed to interrupt the Lekain Hatzor, even though you didn't say Yidur Rotzon yet, and you're allowed to answer Kaddish or Kedush. Vayim Asim and Sam Vav. So when we say Kaddish or Kedush, Kaddish or Baruch Hu, Kaddish Kedush, Kedush or Kaddish or Baruch Hu, you mean the same things which we have by Berachos Kriya Shema. Now, the Mechaber there said, the way the Ramash Mishmur came out over there was, Bein Bracha la Bracha and Birchus Kriya Shema, you'll have to answer any of your main. But Be'em Sa Bracha, you can only answer the main of Echel HaKadosh and Shemei Tefillah. You can answer the Kedusha, the Pasuk of Kadosh, 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 and the Pasuk of Baruch. You can answer the Baruch to Baruch Hu. You can say the words Medim Anachtulov. You can end by Kedusha. You say Amen Yisraelam Varachulam Amayo. You don't say Yisporat. And then by the end of that paragraph, Damiron Ba'Oma Vimru Amen. You answer the main over there, and that's what you're allowed to answer. So you're allowed to answer those six or seven or eight different interruptions and nothing else. Now, Vimkarsiyam Akol. If you finished everything. He can't step back because there's somebody dominating behind him. Then he can answer any of me. Shita the field of Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy Mutar Ozlar. Not only is the main permitted in that situation, but even Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy is permitted in that situation. So, as a matter of fact, you know, the basic. So, the, now, the Mishmar is going to point out, as long as you're not taking your steps back, you have a din that you're standing in front of Makadosh Baruch Hu. So you're not in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, because you finished Shemoneh Esrei, right? You're finishing everything you have to say, but you're still standing in the presence of the Kaddish Baruch Hu. You have a limit what you're allowed to do. So tefillah is Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy Amen, etc. is clearly mut. Saying Aleinu, by Menucha, let's say, for Rabbi Ma'ariv, you can't step back. You can say Aleinu at that point in time. Say tefillah. Saying Tillim, Pashas, you can be able to say. The most of the issue they bring that the Yashar held a problem. Chaim Kanevsky said it's mutter. Learning over there, what you want to learn. So that is some person say you can't learn that. You know, the meaning of the Melech was for a proper purpose of tefillah. So you want to daven. You know, whatever you want to say, you want to say Tillim, Bataris, tefillah, fine. If you want to learn, that's not the proper thing to do over here. But he brings from Rishon Zalman. I'm sorry, he brings from the Chazanis. The Chazanis says that to learn B'makshav is mutter, and to learn the Sefer is improper. Okay. Now, a person that comes to the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch finishes off, but a person who normally says Tachanunim after Tefillah, and the way the Mishnah Berurah explains before, he said either Ratzon immediately. He says Lakai immediately. Lakai Nitzor immediately, and then he says. Then he finishes his either Ratzon a second time or not. Whatever that's relevant. Since he says it all the time. So that already gets a local ksas like Shemoneh Esrei, and you're only going to interrupt for the interruptions which we would allow in Birkas Kriya Shema. Sivkot Nei Miu Gam Zem Mari Hamachaber Shekvar Omer Yidur Rotsen. You said Yidur Rotsen immediately, and then you said a Lekai Netzor. So then you're allowed to interrupt like the way you interrupt in Birkas Kriya Shema. You cannot interrupt before Yehuda Rotson. According to the Moa, you finish when Esrei, say all of your requests, and then say Yehuda Rotson. According to the Machaber, finish when Esrei, say Yehuda Rotson, make your request. But since you do it regularly, it's all even though you say Yehuda Rotson, it's part of Shemoneh Esrei. Now, so what's the Mihu? What he's saying, what's the however? Now, you know, the case before was he said Yehuda Rotson according to the Machaber. The Ramah stuck his comment in the middle. Ignore the Ramah for a second. The Shulchan Aruch is writing. The case before was he said Yehuda Rotson. And however, also you said Yehuda Rotson. So what's the Miyu? If the case was over here before you said Yehuda Rotson, here you didn't understand. However, if you didn't say Yehuda Rotson, it's a different thing. But we're saying no, it's the same case. So what's the miyu? The miyu is it's that you should be makatsa roiler. But if the prohibition is within, that would be mitchila. Even though I said earlier, the ben Yehuda Rotson the shara tachlunim shaper damer lahapsik. I said before that one, since you said you had the Rotson immediately, according to the Shulchan Aruch, then you add other bakashas, you're allowed to interrupt those bakashas. Even though I said that, he's saying, however, if you could limit what you're asking, and therefore to actually take us three steps back before you answer to Kaddish, Kedusha, whatever it might be. If that's the situation, if you could do that, that would be proper to do. That would be Shomer Yehuda Rotson. Come welcome, Kosman Shalei Pasa, Habi Kaimen Lifnei Hamelch. So you shouldn't be interrupting anything else. You should be focused on the Melech, not be answering other. See, even though we're going to allow you, but we would prefer if you'd be able to be Makatzer and take your three steps back. Some accounts of others have cotton vav. V'hainu shemasi b'emtzel hatachanunim. So what you would do is you would either limit what you're saying or interrupt in the middle, take three steps back. You're not mechayiv to say everything quickly. You're not mechayiv to say everything. This time you don't have to say it, so you won't say it. So you'll say beginning of the kind of tzur, the shenim yiros, the semet and more, and you take three steps back. I say shalom b'mirno. He says shalom b'mirno. I get into the rest of the paragraph. Okay, into the rest of the paragraph. I'm not mechayiv to say the paragraph. Vimeinu shows the fsoya. He doesn't have time to step back. All of a sudden, the realist of the world is saying, he doesn't have time to step back even. Well, I Omar, Yilu Rotsan Kerem Alakanisar. If you had not said Yilu Rotsan earlier, Toyev Shayomar Ata Yilu Rotsan Kerem Shayana Imahem. It would be proper to say Yilu Rotsan now before you respond.
What is that? What is
that?
Okay. He started saying the Alakanisar.
Correct. Sif Beis. Shulchanor Sif Beis. In Nokalomer Tachanunim, Kerem Yilurotsan. So the Shulchanor Shita, like we mentioned before, is not to say the Tachanunim before Yilurotsan. We'd say Yilurotsan immediately after Shmon Esrei and then say the Tachanunim. Shmon Esrei Miyad, Yerma Yilurotsan. The Shulchanor Shita is you should say Yilurotsan immediately after Shmon Esrei. And then you add whatever you want to add. The ball answer will over Pamacheris, Archatuni, Mercious Beard. If you want to say Yidr Rotson a second time, that's up to you. You know, I'm a Khayyib too. You say Yidr Rotson once, come back on Shmon Esrei, you said immediately after Shmon Esrei, before the Tachanuni, that's all you got to do. Ramah said that no, you can say the paragraph first and then Yidr Rotson afterwards. Now, Shulchan Aruch Lossan is ein noch, and it's not proper to say the Tachanunim before you
answer. Yeah,
I'm raised here to be darkei moshe. The cost of the medina ain't is certain. You can't tell me that it's also. Why? Because the lachomer kadim yilu rotsin mi birchas shemayat tefila the camel on the elbows him kuvitesh yochel lishuba kol tzrocha. If you're allowed to add in the middle of the birchas the bracha of shemayat tefila in Shmon Esrei itself, you can add requests. Why can't I add requests now? So why is yilu rotsin? Well, I haven't seen yilu rotsin. So I say yes. I have to after I make a request. Why you make a request now? Why not? Why shouldn't I be allowed to make the request at this point? When we say Loshon of Ein Noch, it means it's more proper to do it before the paragraph of Yilu Rotsan.
Of
El Kanesar. So you should say Yilu Rotsan immediately, and then you will you say it once, and then you'll say your precautions. And when I say it a second time, it's up to you. And Mr. Burr said this, Yerma Yilu Rotsan, Kosa Besera Yom. Yilu Rotsan, Hut Mesugo Lakama Inyonim. The Pasuk of Yilu Rotsan has tremendous strength to it. Why? First of all, Tchilasa Yud, Yilu Rotsan Yom Rifi. It says, Yu, it starts with the Yud. The Sefer Yud, it says, Yom Rifi, Hashem Sarim Begawadi. So it ends with the Yud. It starts with the Yud, ends with the Yud, but that's the Menachem is the shame of Hashem. Tevois of Yud, it has 10 words. Okay. Vasor Yudin, there are 10 Yudin in the Pasuk. It has 42 letters, which corresponds to the Shem name, which has 42 letters. The Seder Yisrael Gadol has tremendous, the secrets of powers of it are tremendous. The Chen Tzarech L'Omer B'Nachas U'L'Chavin. So the Seder Yisrael says, you have to say it, you shouldn't say it quickly, you should say it focused with Kabbalah. U'Moyol Harbe L'Kabbal Tfilosar B'Lo Yoshu B'Rekam. Yilu Rotsan, your feedback, you're saying the Rosh Hashanah should accept my Tfilah B'Rotsan. It has tremendous power in helping the person's Tfilah to be in his Kab. Fine. New thoughts. That going back to the Shulchan Aruch per se. A person should daven for his needs and for his support. He should also daven that the Torah should not leave his mouth. She has to be toiling in Torah for generations to come. And you should daven constantly, regularly, that the children you have should truly serve Hashem. Nobody should be found to be possible. And you should daven for whatever you need. If you cannot present this bakasha from Hashem in Lashon HaKodesh well, so you're better after Lashon HaKodesh. You say it in you know, I was trying to say it would be Yiddish, but you say it in any language, wherever you're comfortable with. But the answer is, it has to be something which you're really, it's coming from literally from the walls of your heart. It means it's really, you're really requesting it. It's okay, so now we're going to take this list of things that we need to focus on and say it in Shema Tefillah. No, better not. Better to say it in the Yidur Otsu. In the kind of sort.
What did it say in the Shulchan Aruch about Birkas Kriya Shema or in the Shulchan Aruch?
See, I can't go back now. Ask me afterwards, okay?
Yeah, good.
The Kavim Birkas Shema Tefilo. So it's better to say it now and not earlier. Why? Today, why? Because if you say it earlier, you might miss Kaddish or Kedusha. If you say it later, since it's in the paragraph of the kind it's are, you can drop for it to answer Kaddish or Kedusha, because you said you don't answer only one time. So it's much more, it's better to say it now than to say it earlier.
What the all kind of
the personal bakash. Okay, Simon Kuf Chav Gimel. Dine Hakriyas B'Siyam Shmoneh Esrei Bro. Kareya. So then the Shmoneh Esrei, you bow down. You take three steps back in the position of bowing down. After you finish taking the three steps back, while you're still bent, before you straighten up, so you as you're bent, you're inclined to the left side of the shalom b'mayimov. You're inclined to the right side. And then he says, and then Val Kol Yisrael Vimru Amen. You bow forwards. After you say Shalom, this means to say Yiratzon Shibuna Beis Hamikdash. So why do we make this bakash on the Rosh from rebuilding the Beis Hamikdash now? Ki Atfilo B'Mokam Avoda. So we dive in now. It's a good time. We're saying this is like the end of Shemoneh Esrei, which is replacing the Kerbanos. You really would prefer the Russians should bring back the basic Mikdash and allow us to have actual Kerbanos. Okay. Siv Katnal. Kareya Paseya. So you bow and you step back. Kevin is like an Evan, which is taking leave of his master, which he bows and he steps backwards. You should bow till your vertebrae are all sticking out. We found that the Rabbi quotes Seder was the Rishon. He was the Talmud of the Rosh. That's what you have to do. If you take back three steps, Sholosh proceeds.
The Rosh is the distinction between different types of stuff.
Okay. Come and tell me why 3 steps. Why Kassel Tam? The Mishum, the Omer Chazal, the Skus Kimel Psiyas, Sherot, the Netzer, the Kuel, Hashem Yisborach, Zachal HaHakar Beis HaMikdash. Can on the Poyas of Kimel Psiyas, and Mispalim Shibonim Beis HaMikdash. Chazal say that Nebuchadnezzar was a advisor to Sennacherib, maybe. I'm blanking who right now. And the king, who Nebuchadnezzar was serving, had written a letter to the Melech Yehuda. And he said shalom to the Melech Yehuda before he said shalom to the Kodesh Baruch. All right. So Nebuchadnezzar felt that was improper, that he should give shalom to Kodesh Baruch before he gave shalom to the Melech. So the king had sent the letter already, and the messenger was about to leave, and he took these 3 steps to be able to reach out and grab the messenger before he left and correct the letter. So Chazal say, in schus of those 3 psiyas that he took, he became his schus, he became so powerful, he was able to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. So these 3 steps, destroy the Beis HaMikdash. So we're asking for 3 steps, should we rebuild the Beis HaMikdash? And that's why 3 steps. Okay. It says, after you took the 3 steps, while you're still barren, you should do that in one tree. Yes. And then, while you're in that state, you should bow to the left and then to the right and then forward. You take 3 steps back and then you say Oseh Shalom. You don't say Oseh Shalom as you're stepping back. I don't know. The common issue. The Nochon Lassus came. Who didn't buy Shalom to Kaddish? It's a common problem, but it's not proper to do. And the same thing with Shalom by Kaddish, you take 3 steps back and then you say Shalom.
Sorry, the whole Kabbalah of the Rashi.
Okay. It's not smart, Lord. Why do you bow to the left first? You're davening, you're standing in the presence of the king. So from the king's direct, and your left is the king's right. Therefore, his left is the king's right. So therefore, even a person as a lefty doesn't make a difference because you're not focusing on you, you're focusing on the melt.
Thank you very much. So, bottom line is,
Shalom Aleinu.
What fell in is more than the
contents of another pot. One second. There's a good one. Who has a Shalom Aleinu? Okay. So, the Lord Harmon Aleinu, I'll call you Yisrael. Some people put the word Aleinu, who has a Shalom Aleinu, I'll call you Yisrael, I'll be Merume. That's wrong. Yes, Hashem Aleinu. That's about while you're bowing to the right, and about call yourself in Romain is about bowing forwards.
Gotten rid of the amount that is added in before we take
clear. Okay. Now you understand over here that the way I'm describing it. So one person one time argued to me, which I can hear what he's, you know, that means you don't move your body, you just turn your face. Right? So he takes 3 steps back. He goes like this. He goes like that. He goes like that. And he goes like this. He doesn't move, he just turns his face. I watched Rav Moshe. I once went to Daven Shacharis. So Rav Moshe once in my life, we were in New York for Chasna, so we said, you know, let's not, you know, let's copyright an opportunity. We were in New York already, we'll Daven Shacharis in Mesivta Tiferes Yerushalayim and MTJ. We got to see Rav Moshe. So what we should have done really was Daven Shacharis first, and then go because it was very hard to focus on davening. I was busy focusing on watching immersion. But I didn't do that, so I can't tell you I had such a good davening, but I had a fascinating experience watching Ramosha. Ramosha did not do that, as this individual suggests, that he would actually incline his whole body to you. That's what somebody said. It was an hypoponim. It means you turn your face, means you turn your body to that direction. That's called you being mahapitponim to somebody. You don't just turn your face to the person, you turn your whole body. Like you greet somebody with a seraphim reference. You mean like this? Means you turn your whole body to greet him. So obviously, hypoponim means the whole body. So I think the person's understanding on that is not proper. Okay. So let's leave Sif Beis. We'll do that tomorrow.